so much that I don't have written down. I left my home. I left my phone at home. It had a few things on it, so if I come to a blank, just act like I did okay. But this song right here, I asked Brenda, Brenda asked me, what song do you want us to sing? I want a love song. And I just thought about this to kind of go over the words of this. When you are on a date, are we on a date? I got all dressed up, can you tell? Huh? I know. But yeah, it's date night number 7. Does that mean anything to anybody? Okay, there you go. So I thought, well, we need a love song, don't we? This is date night, and we love him, don't we? You alone are my heart's desire. Oh, my gosh. You alone are my strength and my shield. You are my spirit that yield. You alone are my heart's desire. You, my friend, and you are my brother. Well, you are, but... real one, huh? Everybody is. You're my brother. You're my brother. You're my friend, and you are my brother. Even though you are my king, I love you more than any other. And I'm going to put thing behind that because isn't it true? Is it not true? That's why we worship him, isn't it? I want you more than gold or silver. I think that says a lot. It says a whole lot. I want you more than gold or silver. Only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. And there were several people in the Bible that the Lord said, you are the apple of my eye. And I believe David was one of them. Can y'all think of another one? I can't write off, but I'm sure there's more. So this is number 7, date night. And we're on John 7. Well, I'm going to tell you, last night was at Margaret's Bible study. And I thought she was going to do my message for tonight. And she started out with this question, and I'm going to ask you guys too. How is your love life? Huh? How's your love life? It's really a rhetorical question, so you don't have to answer it. But if you want to, you can. Your love life is not only physical, especially for us that are married, but... it's also, it can be spiritual because it's God. And he's nothing but a spirit. And when we, hey girls, when we, I wouldn't think I'd have to tell teenagers to settle down. Jesus. Okay, girls, I'm going to put you on one side and the other, one on the other. Anyway, where was I at? See, you made me lose my train of thought. Spiritual. He's our spiritual love. He is mine. When we ask Jesus to be a part of our life, when we ask him to be in our heart and a part of our life, we become one with him. It's like a marriage. When you get married, are you not becoming one? Well, maybe not at that exact moment, but you learn to become as one. You might not have everything alike, or you won't, you know, you don't see eye to eye on every single thing, but you learn what battle to do and what battle you don't. I think it's the way it goes. You know, you pick your battles, don't you? But I mean, you know, when we come to the Lord, we're as one. So to me, that's a marriage. Pure and simple, it's a marriage. Okay, I am so lost on this, y'all. because I'm going to tell you, my life has been crazy these last 2 weeks. I'm having trouble talking. I'm sorry. It feels like I've got cotton in my mouth, but it started yesterday, y'all. And y'all can just pray for me on your own time. And don't feel sorry for me, because God is with me and he's taking care of me. So, okay, let's start with, and I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but let's start with Deuteronomy 8 and 17. Deuteronomy 8, 17 through 18. Okay. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors, and as it is today. Now, that don't sound like anything about love, but hopefully all this will tie in before too long. Anyway, and let's go to also 9 and 6, verse, chapter 9, verse 6. Understand then that it is not because of your righteousness that the Lord your God is giving you this good land to possess, for you are a stiff-necked people. Okay, everybody, let's do this. Just turn your head around, get all that stiffness out of that neck. Come on. Because I don't want to be a stiff-necked people. You know, we don't want that. And the Lord has given us a promise here, just like all through the Bible, he gives us promises. And the one thing that we have to remember is that love is on top of it. If it wasn't for love, we couldn't have none of this. Nothing, you know. So, let's start with John 7, verse 1. Maybe I'll get to where we need to go. I wish I could see. Okay. After this, Jesus went around in Galilee. He did not want to go about in Judea because the Jewish leaders were there looking for a way to kill him. But when the Jewish festival of tabernacles was near, Jesus' brother said to him, leave Galilee and go to Judea so that your disciples there may see the works you do. Okay, let's back up a minute. We are talking about a feast or a festival that mainly Jews do, okay? And because Jesus was a Jew, all his brothers, disciples, and everybody else, his mother even, different ones, friends, everything, thought he should go to that. Well, he said, no, I'm not going to go. They're looking to kill me, I think. Well, they wanted to kill him because they didn't like him. They didn't like what he was teaching or what he was telling people. You know, because he was threatening their authority, and that's the Pharisees. The Pharisees didn't like him at all. Through his actions, claims, religious system, and way of life, and healing he did on the Sabbath. They were so mad at him for that. Y'all remember when he healed the man at the pool of Bethesda? See? And it was on the Sabbath. He wasn't supposed to do that. What are you doing that for? Here it comes. Now, one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Since we do these things, show yourself to the world. For even his own brothers, sorry, did not believe him. Okay, this festival is like 7 days long. They built, these people built temporary buildings, like, you know, it's just a little stake, like a little canopy thing. But it had sheets and stuff that would cover them, and they were they weren't very sturdy. Let's put it that way. But they built these because they were in remembrance of how long they stayed out in the wilderness and what they didn't have while they were in the wilderness. But what they do in the seventh day is they eat, pray, and sleep. That's more or less all they did in these little tabernacles. And they were huts, or however you want to call them, you know. There wasn't much to them. But on the first, I thought this was weird. On the first and even the second day, and on the last day, they could not write anything down. They couldn't erase anything that they have written. And they couldn't use electricity. They could use it during the other times, but they couldn't use it on the first day, second day, and last day. But they didn't have any electricity running in the wilderness, did they? There was none whatsoever. But God showed his love because he fed them with manna, didn't he? He fed them with manna in the wilderness. Okay, let's see here. Where are we at on 6? John 7:6. Therefore Jesus told them, my time is not yet here. For you, any time will do. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify that its works are evil. You go to the festival. I am not yet going up to this festival because my time has not yet fully come. Having said this, he stayed in Galilee. However, after his brothers had left for the festival, he went also, not in public, but in secret. Now, does that sound like a lie? Kind of, doesn't it? You know, the people that don't want to believe in this book right here, they'd say, I think that's a lie. He said he wasn't going, but then he's going to go? Well, that's not the point here. The point was, it was all in God's timing for him to go, because he had not fulfilled the promise that God had led him to die on that cross for us. And that was the ultimate love. But that's because that hadn't been done. He didn't feel like he should go. And I wrote down a reminder to the faithful and obedient to God until our Messiah returns. So we are to pay attention of the time, okay? And let God be our faithful guider, you know, one that will guide us and that we obey him until he returns, because he is definitely the Messiah. And they're going to talk about that in a minute here. Let's see, where am I at now? I'm at John 12, is that right? Among the crowds, there was widespread whispering about him. Some said, oh, he's a good man. Others replied, no, he deceives the people. But no one would say anything publicly about him for fear of the soldiers, or leaders, should I say. There were probably soldiers, but the leaders are the Pharisees and all the big people, you know, that want to stand and say, look at me. Yeah. Look at me, look at me. But what was that? Somebody said something? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Okay, here I see. I wrote down something and I already passed it up. So back up here, 6 through 9, I wrote down, Jesus says, in my time has not fully come, and I already explained, because his time was because he was going to fulfill God's purpose of the cross, meaning that his true love had not yet, his true love to us, to me, to you, to us. Okay, let's go to Romans 5, 6, and 11. Y'all, I'm being so simple tonight over this because that's just me. I'm a simple person. Simple, simple. His word is supposed to be simple. Sometimes lots of people want to make it complicated, and I don't understand that. I don't understand their complicated myths. Okay, where am I at? Romans 5, 6 through 11. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrated his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That was the ultimate love. Is that not true? Do you agree to that? So I put down here, too, because I went over it. Verse 10, did Jesus lie? I said, well, it said here, not yet. And that was the whole deal. Now, there are some versions that left out. It's in verse 8. You go to the festival. I am not yet going. That didn't mean he was going to say, no, I am not. I'm just not going to go, dead blabbit, whatever you call it. Dadnabbit, that's what it was. It says, I am not yet going up to this festival. But because he said, not yet, he didn't lie. It was all about timing. All about timing. Okay, Galatians 4:4. And Brandon, I thought about you. Remember when we did the chapter of Galatians and we went through it, fine-tuned it? Oh, gosh, that was so much fun. Galatians 4:4. Okay. I can't see it. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are his sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. Isn't that good? So good. Gordon, you put this in the wrong place. I just keep hitting it and keep hitting it. I know. It's hard to keep your hands off when you're up here. What is next? Where am I? John 7, 15 or 11 or something like that. 14. There we go. The Lord's fixing to talk to us. I'm going to back up because I don't remember reading this other one. I don't even know what number it is. What was that? Oh, Lord. Okay, let's go back up here. It says, oh, I read that part. Let's go to 27. They did not understand that he was telling them about his Father. So Jesus said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know and I am he, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him. Even as he spoke, many put their faith in him. That was true stuff, and they were believing him. This is not the Pharisees that were believing him. This was the other people that were there that was listening. Because Jesus was saying that, if you'll notice, all, most of that's in red letters. Okay, we're on 21 or 31 or something. I'm sorry, y'all. My eyes are going fast. Okay, this, there's a little heading over this one. It says, dispute over whose children Jesus' opponents are. And I put on my paper, there was four things that was going to happen. I didn't do it. There was four things that was going to happen in this chapter. Jesus was going to go, he was going to teach, he was going to debate, and then the people were going to still going to have unbelief. So anyway, we're at the debate part. Dispute over whose children Jesus' opponents are. To the Jews, this is 31, I think. Is that what it says, y'all? 31. I'm sorry, y'all. I can't keep my bearing. Okay. 7 and 31. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples.
Yeah, your feedback.
I didn't do nothing. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Oh my gosh. They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free? Now, that wasn't Jesus asking that question, but I do have a question. Is it all right to ask Jesus questions? It's all right to ask him, isn't it? It's all right to sit down and talk to him just like you talk to your sister or your brother or your mama or your daddy or whatever. Okay, so it says, Jesus replied, very truly, I tell you, everyone who sits is a slave to sin. Now, a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, yet you are looking for a way to kill me because you have no room for my word. I am telling you what I have seen in the Father's presence, and you are doing what you have heard from your Father. Okay, very good. Now we're going to go to 39. Abraham is our father, they answered. If you were Abraham's children, said Jesus, then you would do what Abraham did. As it is, you are looking for a way to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do such things. You are doing the works of your own father. We are not legitimate children, they protested. The only father we have is God himself. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, if God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God, and now I am here. I have not come on my own, but he sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning not holding the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and a father of lies. Yet because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Can any of you prove me guilty of sin? If I am telling the truth, why don't you believe me? Whoever belongs to God hears what God says. Then reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God. Do you understand what he's saying? He's saying, if you're not believing me, I don't know you. He said, you don't belong to God. If you don't know me, if you don't know what I'm saying, then you don't belong to me. I don't belong to you. That would be hard. That wouldn't be a very good date night. You know? I have something here. Okay. Number 21 through 24 I wrote down. That's been way back up there. I forgot. It summarizes it. Love God and love others. 25 through 44, is that what I just read? Yes. There is no doubt that he is our Messiah. To me, there's no doubt, because he just told us the truth. But other people won't listen to it. So, okay, through the last part. And I think I'm about done. I'm sweating, y'all. I am sweating. I mean, it's pouring down. Some lights or something. I don't know what it is. I'm still so nervous, y'all. I know I've left some stuff out. Okay. There's an old song. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if Gordon would know it, but it's an old song, and it says, how can I be sure? You ever heard that? No? You have? How can I be sure? And to me, that song is about a physical, you know, like man and woman. But how can I be sure that God loves me? This word right here tells you. You just have to believe it, and if you have to read it over and over and over, read it over and over and over. You know, he tells us all the time how he loves us. Okay, here it goes. Where are we at, 45? Yep, 48. I've already done 45. Where's it talk about Nicodemus? Have I got there yet? Huh? Ah. You know what? I'm reading the wrong chapter, aren't I? I am so sorry. I got to go back here now. Good, because I didn't have enough time. We're in chapter 7. Y'all should have said something to me. See, I don't know what I'm doing. Hey, it went with it. Whoever does 8 has already got it started. Okay, where did I leave off then? I left off at, like, somewhere good, I'm sure. 7. Where's 7? I will. I've got that. Living water? No, where? 37 and 38, where? Y'all know I'm not using the King James Version, don't you? Oh, man. Okay. We're still talking about division. It's got that in it. But it was in 8. Oh, God. I can't believe I did that, y'all. Anyway, I am so sorry. Hey, I can do part 2 next week and go back over it. Oh, well. Okay. Somebody tell me where to go. 39? Where's 39? 37? On the last day and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within. That's the Holy Spirit, y'all. I write it right there. That's the Holy Spirit. Nothing more, nothing less. Holy Spirit all the way, right there. By this, he meant the Spirit whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given since Jesus had not yet been glorified. Okay. I got to get to this good part here. No, it's all good. I'm sorry. It's all good. It's all good. Okay. 50 to 52. Am I there? No, 45. Lord have mercy. I am so sorry, y'all. I'm on 40. On hearing his words, some of the people said, "Surely this man is the prophet." Others said, "He is the Messiah." Sorry, they didn't have an exclamation point, but they should. Still others asked, "How can the Messiah come to Galilee? Does not Scripture say that the Messiah will come from David's descendants and from Bethlehem, the town where David lived?" Thus the people were divided because of Jesus. Some wanted to seize him, but no one laid a hand on him. Remember at the beginning, he didn't want to go because they were trying to kill him. But nobody laid a hand on him because he's God. He's the Son of God. Okay, so let's see what I said here. I don't remember. I said, there's an old song I tried to sing. Oh, not yet. I don't say that yet. I don't know, maybe I do. Okay, 45. Finally, the temple guards went back to the chief priest and the Pharisees, who asked them, "Why didn't you bring him in? No one ever spoke the way this man does," the guards replied. "You mean he deceived you also?" the Pharisees retorted. "Have any of the rulers or the Pharisees believed in him?" "No. But this mob that knows nothing of the law, there is a curse on them." They thought them people were all cursed because they liked him. I mean, you know. Nicodemus, who had gone to Jesus earlier and who was one of their own, asked, "Does our law condemn a man with our first hearing him to find out what he has been doing?" And somebody replied, they replied, "Are you from Galilee too? Look into it, and you will find that a prophet does not come out of Galilee." Now I want to tell you, at this moment, Nicodemus was insulted. Sorry. He was insulted. If he would have had one of them bows with a nice arrow that y'all going to raffle off, he could have shot one of them bows and hit every one of them in the eye, you know, right there. Because they insulted him. They were just insult. That's all it was, because they said, "You mean you didn't find him to be, you know, out of the way?" No, didn't. So in this chapter 7, 53 is not in every Bible. I got 53, but it starts in 8. So it's kind of like a cliffhanger. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Whoever starts 8 will do 53, because it says, then they all went home, but Jesus went somewhere else. He went to Mount of Olives. So they went home after our nice little date we had. We went home, but Jesus went somewhere else. Huh. Okay. So, that's it. And you know what?